From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On the previous program, Dr. Alan Cairns began a series of studies in a much misunderstood area among many Christians, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In commencing this extensive series in the person and work of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Cairns is first of all explaining the importance of this study. In quoting the Puritan divine John Owen, Dr. Cairns emphasized that this doctrine is one of the two pillars upon which the entire gospel is built, the giving of the Son for God's people and the giving of the Spirit to His people. So the Holy Spirit is of equal importance with the Son in the redemption of God's people. Furthermore, as we'll see today, there is no service for God apart from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord use these messages to instruct our hearts about the one whom Christ called the Comforter. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Dauntless Faith. The text is Acts 18, verse 10. I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. So long as the Lord had work for Paul to do in Corinth, the fury of the mob was restrained. The Jews opposed themselves and blasphemed, but they could neither stop the preaching of the gospel nor the conversion of the hearers. God has power over the most violent minds. He makes the wrath of man to praise Him when it breaks forth, but He still more displays His goodness when He restrains it, and He can restrain it. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord. Do not therefore feel any fear of man when you know that you are doing your duty. Go straight on as Jesus would have done, and those who oppose shall be as a bruised reed and a smoking flax. Many a time men have had cause to fear because they were themselves afraid. But a dauntless faith in God brushes fear aside like the cobwebs in a giant's path. No man can harm us unless the Lord permits. He who makes the devil himself to flee at a word can certainly control the devil's agents. Maybe they are already more afraid of you than you are of them. Therefore, go forward. And where you look to meet with foes, you will find friends.
Lines I draw.
Crying sinner, come to God. I'm on the battlefield.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is available to you. The principal focus of this particular issue is the prophet Daniel. There are 5 articles written by various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church dealing with such subjects as glorifying God in an ungodly world, Daniel, a man of prayer, and the prophet's visions. Also, this issue commences a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church. In this issue, you'll read about the life and ministry of Dr. Ian Paisley. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? Or, how do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Or, what is the greatest need of the church today? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now, the importance of this study, I think, can be summed up very simply. And I'm going to give you four very basic reasons why we ought to study the doctrine in the Scripture of the Spirit of God. First of all, and here I'm following the lead of possibly the greatest theologian ever to write on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the Prince of Puritan Divines called John Owen. I like the point that he made, that the doctrine of the Holy Spirit of God is one of two areas of Bible doctrine on which the entire gospel is built. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is one of two areas of doctrine on which everything else in the gospel is built. Now, the promise of God to His elect centers on these two great truths. Number one, the giving of the Son of God for His people. Number two, the giving of the Spirit of God to His people. In the giving of the Son, you have that broad area of Bible truth known as the accomplishment of redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ, by His coming into the world, by His life and by His death, accomplished a perfect salvation on behalf of all His believing people. That's the first great area of Bible doctrine. Now, apart from the accomplishment of redemption, there is no gospel. Apart from Jesus Christ, the church has no message. Apart from the atonement, there is no good news for the people who are sunk in sin and going down to perdition. But the gospel is that God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us that were under the law, that we should obtain the adoption of sons. But there is a second great gospel doctrine, equally important, and the giving of the Spirit to the people of God is that doctrine, for this is the application of redemption. And I say one is just as important as the other. Only the Son of God could accomplish redemption. Only the Spirit of God can apply redemption. And just as there could be no salvation without Christ's work to accomplish salvation, so there can be no eternal life without the Spirit's work to apply the merits of Christ to our hearts. Now, no Christian needs proof that Jesus Christ is set forth from the very beginning in Scripture as the only Savior. No believer can need proof of that. Surely, Old Testament prophecies and promises could be multiplied to that effect. New Testament statements can be produced without any difficulty to show that Christ is the only Redeemer of God's elect. But what's not generally acknowledged is the point I have made, that the Holy Ghost, as God's gift to His people, is just as important and intrinsic a part of the gospel. Heretics, you take the Unitarians for instance, heretics allow the Holy Ghost little or no place in their scheme of salvation. And you know, even Christians accord Him a place in words only. Now you think of that. It's not much use me taking time today to deal with Socinians and all the rest of the heretics who aren't here. But in our fundamental churches, the Holy Ghost is acknowledged in word. But I wonder how much He's acknowledged in deed and in fact. And yet it does need to be got home to our heart that apart from the Holy Ghost, there can be no application of Christ's merits to the soul. The Word of God is very clear in this. In John chapter 3 and in verse 5, the Lord Jesus is speaking of the new birth. And he says, except, verse 3, he says, except a man be born again or from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Except a man is born from above by the divine agency of the Spirit of the living God, except God the Holy Ghost does a work of regenerating grace within his soul, Jesus says, that man cannot be saved. Now let's get this. These are the words of Christ. The Apostle Paul looked at it from a slightly different angle, but he enunciated the same truth in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 15. For here he says, we have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What is the mark then of a man who's saved? He has received the Spirit of God. Look at verse 9 in contrast, at the very end of the verse. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So apart from the Holy Ghost, there is no salvation. Take it a little further. Apart from the Holy Ghost, there is no sanctification. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 13, we read, we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Or, as the word through literally indicates, in sanctification of the Spirit, with the idea that this is the result of the divine choice that Paul has just spoken of. God has chosen us with the result that we're sanctified by the Spirit. There is no sanctification apart from the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, holiness in the life of a Christian is not willpower to conform to certain standards. Holiness in the life of a Christian is not merely quitting this and starting the other thing. We are cursed today, having raised a race, especially of young people, who have been made to conform to outward standards. Oh, their hair looks right. Their clothing is nice and neat. And I have nothing against those things. I'm all for them. But you can go to hell with those things. We have raised a race of people, and we have given them the old doctrine of Romanism, do this and you're saved. We have obliterated the reality of the agency and the activity of the Holy Ghost among the people of God. There is no holiness without the activity of the Spirit. Let's learn this. You can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. You can't be sanctified. You can't live holy lives in victory over sin without the Spirit of God. And equally, there is no service apart from Him. There may be activity. There may be much motion in the church. There may be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. We may multiply programs till our heart's content. But there is no real service apart from the Spirit of God. Jesus said in Luke 11, verse 13, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? He took up the same area of truth just before His ascension into heaven. You'll read of it in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, where he spoke of the promise of the Father. What is it? It is the gift of the Spirit of God in power. And in verse 8 of Acts chapter 1, he says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." There is no service apart from the Holy Ghost. I fear that so often today, men plan the Holy Ghost right out of their church activity. We have the notion that if you do this and this and this and this, you're going to get this result. You will find that that is just not true. I was reading just last night in the book of Joshua, and this came home to my heart, something I must confess I hadn't really stopped to think about before in that book. But you can't even do what God said people should do in a bygone age and expect to get the same result just because you do the same thing. You can't do that. You remember at Jericho, the Lord said to Joshua, "Compass the city about, walk around the walls of Jericho, and the walls will fall down flat before you." Right? That's how they won Jericho. But when they came to the little city of Ai, the Lord did not say, "Compass it round about, walk around the walls." No, no, he didn't say that. In fact, he gave them a totally different plan of campaign. Now, obviously, there's nothing wrong with compassing the walls about if that is what the Spirit of God dictates. But you cannot simply say, "We will do this," because somebody else did it and got certain results. You can't do that. Now, if that's true of something which God has honored in the past, how much more is it true of those other activities that men get involved in that God has never commanded? I think of all the psychological gimmicks that are used today to promote the cause of Jesus Christ. God has never commanded those things. And they may seem to produce numbers, they may seem to produce this and that and the other thing, but they simply exclude the Holy Ghost from the work of God. Now, if this is true, as it is, that there are two basic areas of doctrine upon which the whole gospel depends, the giving of the Son and the giving of the Spirit, then without either one, we're in real trouble. We must therefore surely get to know what the Bible teaches about the Holy Ghost. It's an important study.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.